Peki Murtaz Bey.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على نبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أما بعد سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته If we look at our lives, we find that the problem that normally we face is from the type of attachments that we have. Attached to our possessions, attached to our family, attached to whatever we have been able to collect and stave away as deposits. The security we feel with the bank balance that we have, the properties that we hold, the name and the figure that we have carved out in a society, and so on. That sort of attachment is something we value most. And we feel secure in it. And we don't remember that whatever is there which we call secure was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we forget. A person who is an alim, for example, in any ilm, there comes a time when he says, I cannot now recollect, I cannot remember. There comes a time. He has learnt, he has studied, he was once upon a time a knowledgeable and learned man, but as the life declines, and as his power of thinking, memory also weakens, he comes and says, please now do not bother me much. For now I cannot understand, even cannot even recollect, I cannot even remember those things. Some of us forget rather quickly. But the others who don't forget, but they do forget after some time. And this applies to all mankind. It's not that we are talking about scientists alone, we are talking about even ulama. For example, when Sahib-e-Jawahir died, or he was just near his death, Sahib-e-Jawahir is one of the great mujtahideen that we have had, and Al-Jawahir, the book of fiqh that he has written, is something matchless. I mean, I haven't seen such an extensive treatment of fiqh by one man to be able to write encyclopedic work. I mean, you see, going into the details. So much so that even some of the students of his told him, Agha, you are going into unnecessary details. But he went into those details and solved all the problems. Now, when he was nearing death, the great students, all mujtahideen present there, and they thought that Mirza Hasan Sahib Al-Jawahir will appoint his son, who was a great mujtahid also, as the next mujtahid and marja. And that was just before he was on his deathbed. And he summoned all the mujtahideen, said, come and see me before I die. Meet me for the last time. Bid me farewell. All of them came at that time except Sheikh Murtada Ansari. Sheikh Murtada Ansari was 32 years old then, a young man, a young mujtahid, very pious and very learned. He was not there. He did not come. Why? He did not come because he thought that elders will go and I am too young to go there. This sort of humility comes in with ilm. When true ilm is there, one really feels oneself humble. He said that elders will be going there. I am a young student. When all of them assembled, Shaykh Hasan looked here and there and said, "Where is Murtaza?" So they said, "He hasn't come." Said, "Then find him." They went to his house, they found that he is in the haram. So they followed him to the haram and they found him near the qabr of Amirul Mumineen salamullah alayh. With his hands raised, he was praying for the health of his teacher, for the health of Sahib Jawahir. He was praying, saying, "Ya Allah, give him some more ears so that he may benefit some more from his ilm. Cure him from his ailment." And he was actually praying and weeping when somebody reached there and said, "Aha, Shaykh wants you." When he heard the name of Shaykh wants you, he hurriedly came to the Shaykh house. The moment he entered, he said, "Murtaza, come close." As Murtaza came closer, he placed his hand on the chest of Al-Murtaza and said, "Al-an taaba li al-maut." Now that you have come, I feel pleased to die. He said, "This man is now going to be the mujtahid. After I have gone, I suggest this man, the most learned." Now there could not have been a better certificate than this. All of them, all the ulama accepted it, because they were all students of Shaykh. Some of them were elders, but they knew who Shaykh Murtaza was, although a young man. When Shaykh Murtaza, he waited because he could not say anything against his student, his teacher, but the teacher died. When the teacher died, Shaykh Murtaza Ansari declared that there was a student with him during the early days when they were studying in Najaf. His name is Saeedul Ulama Mazandarani. He was a greater person, better understanding, therefore taqleed should be done of Saeedul Ulama. Because we learned together and I know his capabilities. A letter in those days, by the time it reached Saeedul Ulama, it took 3 months. When Saeedul Ulama got the letter from Shaykh Murtaza Ansari, he wrote back. He said, "You are right. You are right. In those days when we were studying together, I was brilliant and my understanding was sharper. But I have started forgetting because I am out of contact. While you are right in it, and this responsibility is from Allah. When I forget, I can't give a fatwa. While you are in it, I am after a human being." This is how Shaykh Murtaza Ansari became our mujtahid. Not only a mujtahid, became khatimul mujtahid. There is no mujtahid like him for the last 200 years. Even Ayatullah al-Khui used to take pride in the fact that he was a student of the school of Murtaza Ansari. Man can forget. And whatever has been given to me, my wealth, my knowledge, my health, whatever is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I forget that. And I believe what Qarun said. The Quran says when they told Qarun, "Don't be proud of your wealth," he said, "Innama utituhu ala ilmin indi." Whatever I have got is because of my knowledge. Forgetting that, well, your knowledge, but after all, who gave you that knowledge? Who gave you the brains and the cells which will think and acquire that knowledge? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how long does it take for a man? Till today our doctors cannot tell us what goes wrong somewhere in the box here. From where, which line goes off, and a man who has been genius, they say genius is on the verge of madness. Slight line goes off like a railway line, top derailed. What happened to him, no doctors have been able to tell us. A man who was a genius, a thinker, suddenly derailed, and derangement takes place. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it intact is also shukr. When I went to Karbala years ago, I remember the Raja Mahmudabad used to be there. Raja Mahmudabad who died, most of you know him, Islamic center, Raja Mahmudabad used to be. Raja Mahmudabad lived for many years in Karbala. And early in the morning, he did not want himself to be known as Raja Mahmudabad, because Raja, he was a king, small king of his own kingdom. He gave away his kingdom to the government when there was independence of India and Pakistan. He used to sit near the Kashbardar. Kashbardar means where you give your shoes. Inshallah, you'll go again and again. And he used to keep his shawl over his head and hide himself so that people don't know that it is Raja. Otherwise they would say, Agha Salam and, Lakhnavi. They block everybody's way. Pehle aap. But there was a Musafir Khana there in Dar-e Qibla. Dar-e Qibla is no more there. He used to come and visit Zawar always in the morning. Just say, are you alright? Do you need anything? And then go away. He came there and he visited us. There was a group of, say, about 15 Zawar. And he said, how are you? Alright, fine. Have you been to the Haram? We said, yes. What did you ask for? Now, this is a very private question. Somebody asked for the sugar price to go up in the world. Somebody asked for currency market. Now, you can't tell everybody as to where he has invested and where the things are going wrong. But everybody said, we ask for health, we ask for children's health, we ask for good business, we ask for... So, mashallah. Did you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Imam Hussein that till you die, your upper story remains intact? Your aql remains intact. Because with all the health, and all the money that you have, and all the family influence that you have, if something is wrong here, you are worth nothing. All of us did wudu again and went to the haram again. We realized for the first time that that was the most important thing to ask. Ya Allah, till we go away from this world, what you have blessed us with, that mind, that sensibility should be there. So it is this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I realize that He is the giver, we know the name of Bahlul, but we don't know the wisdom of Bahlul. That's the problem. He once was sitting with Harun, alone. And Harun said, Bahlul, look at what Allah has given to me. Look. He had about 100 wives, concubines, haram full of women from all nationalities. Said, look at the haram I have. Children, muzara, look at the palaces around. Look at Baghdad. And look at my influence. Rashid, Harun and Mamun are the climax and pinnacle of Abbasid Empire. And look at the relationship I have internationally. And it's true. He had very good international relations with Byzantine Empire. Bahlul is a simple man. He said, Harun, just a minute. You answer my question and then I go. He said, if I were to meet you somewhere in the desert, and you were thirsty on the verge of dying, and I had all the water that you need, and you said, Bahlul, give me water, and I said, I'll give you provided you give me all that you possess. What do you say? He said, I'll give it away, everything to you. I must have water to survive. I'll give you everything. He said, no, it's not over yet. Suppose you fall sick and you can't pass out urine. That water is already drunk now. You can't pass out urine. and I am the one who is holding the medicine, so that immediately I give you the medicine, you will pass and make water. But I ask for all that you possess. Will you give? He said, of course I will give. So he said, then this is your possession. A glass of water to drink and a glass of water to emit. That's all. When it comes to calculation, this is what it all means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to me for the sake of saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and using it the way that He has asked me to use. This is the reason why. We will read this munajat. We will read this munajat only for reading of munajat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give us tawfiq to understand. This is munajat of Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. In Masjid al-Kufa. It is there. We will read on 23rd night, or on 21st night, or on, inshallah, 19th. It is to be read actually every night of Ramadan, on the night of, the time of Sahar. But munajat means a very secret communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is coming from Najwa. It's a communication where the third person might not even hear when you talk to someone, a private conversation and communication, right? And in that there is a supplication, and in that there is an appeal for mercy. But he did not start straight away. You can just see, the common thing is, Mawlaya ya Mawlaya, Anta al-Khaliq wa ana al-Makhluq, wa hal yarhamu al-Makhluq illa al-Khaliq. This is how it starts. But he didn't start straight away with Mawlaya ya Mawlaya. Just look at what he starts with. He says, Allahumma, inni as'aluka al-aman, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. This is how it begins. I seek the feeling of security. I am asking you for that feeling of security on that day when maal, wealth and banoon, children, will not benefit me. Only he will be benefited who comes with pure and pious heart. So all the attachments that I have, gunah that I do, to please my wife, my children, and my grandchildren, and my grand-grandchildren, if I am still living, I do all the gunah, and I displease my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of my family. And what will happen? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. A man with very good beard asking what happened to the beard. Mari garwari na paaye. Ayo, garwari na paaye? What is this? For this garwari will not come on the day of Qiyamah. Yawm al-lain fa umalun wa la banu. Right. 100 times. You see, if somebody were to talk to me in Gujarati, he would say, Mullah Nakto. Nakto means, you know, the man who has no nose. That means he goes on saying, regardless, people hear him or don't hear him. 100 times I have said that musical programs in the marriages are haram. Haven't I said? I have said. It is still going on or not? Going on. You think I don't know about it? I know. I know who does it, and I know those who go there. What will you do? Those who do it, if it is the son, the first son, he's the first child, let me do it, Mullah Sahib, let me do it. If he is the first child, daughter or boy, if you tell him, Baba, don't do this, Mullah Sahib, pehla khoda no chahiye. He is the first. Let me do it, right? If it is the second, then he'll feel bad because I did for the first. I must do it for the second. And if it is for the last child, what you want to tell me those parts? It is the last one, then we are good friends. Come on, forget about it. In all the three circumstances, I am trying to please my son, or my daughter, or my in-laws, whoever. And the people who are joining are trying to please me because of relationship. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتُوا اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَيْهِ. More than that, Ali ibn Abi Talib says, this is from Quran. He has taken these verses from Quran, put them into munajat, and then started the munajat. أَسْأَلُكَ الْيَأْمَانِ يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. I am asking for the feeling of security on that day when no soul can help any other soul, and the command and the order will be only Allah's. More than that, which makes us think, وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانِ يَوْمَ لَيَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. I am asking for security on that day when man will run away from his own brother, from his father and his mother, from his wife and his children. He will run away. وَلِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. And everyone will be concerned with his own affairs, so busy that he can't even look at the others. That son who I wanted to please, that wife who I wanted to appease, that family who I wanted to please, all of them will be busy with their own. يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ. Man will be running away from his sons and wife because they might ask, that did you fulfill your duties towards us? One step more, Qur'an al-Majeed, and that is final, which makes us think. يَوْمَ يَوَدُّ وَسَأَلُكَ الْأَمَانِ. And I am asking you for security on that day. يَوْمَ يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ أَنْ يَفْتَدِي بِبَنِيهِ. Allahu Akbar. That day, يَوْمَ يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ أَنْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابٍ بِبَنِيهِ. That means, I am asking for security on that day when a man will stand up prepared to offer his son so that he is saved. Now this is the last of it. Offer his son that he may be chastised, but I may be saved. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ. He may offer his wife, his own brother. وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ. And he might offer even the family members upon whom he relied. وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He may be prepared to give everything and sacrifice everything on earth so that he may be saved. Look at the selfishness of a man. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا لَوَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى. Amir Amin says, no, never. That will never happen. You are now confronting the hell which will actually peel off the skin. Now I am asking only one thing. What is the attachment in this world? The attachment which makes me speak lies, transgress, the attachment for which I do all that I am told not to do, and soon that I die, we have got no relationship whatsoever. It is for this reason, my friends, that the month of Ramadan has come to awaken us. Otherwise 30 days will pass. Tonight is the fifth night, my friends. Could you see how days are passing? Tonight is the fifth night of Ramadan al-Mubarak. We were just looking at the first night. Within no time we'll be in Shabha-i Qadr. And within no time the month will have passed away and we'll be in Shawwal. And this is how the whole life will pass one day and we'll be in the graves. Let us awaken ourselves. You see, Allah has not made this haram for you to have children, to have family, to have good business. He has made it halal for you. But this must not come in your way as a hijab. Whatever has got to be done in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be done. May Allah grant us tawfiq. And It may seem to be something very frightening, but it is a fact. And I say this for my nafs. My prayer is, Allah, waken me up, wake me up first. Nafs is sleeping. My brothers are better than I am. My sisters are better than I am.